Chapter 2, Replay. People have a habit of inventing fictions they will believe wholeheartedly in order to ignore the truths they cannot accept. Libba Bray. The staircase of life. Breathe intentionally as you imagine, sense, and feel. You are standing at the top of the staircase of your life. Each stair below you represents a year of your life, and you see yourself at that age on the corresponding stair. For example, the first stair you see yourself at age 1, the second stair you see yourself at age 2, and on for each year of your life. Allow compassion and curiosity to fill you as you notice each version of yourself on the staircase. Notice if your instincts are to feel loving compassion or shameful judgment about the different versions of you on those stairs. Recall only the outside energies and conditioning you are currently consciously ready to transmute into love. Breathe inner divinity and grace while the silent truth and the understanding that love is life assist you presently. You have had a unique life with many energetic connections which are stored in the story of your life. You hold and project this story knowingly and unknowingly. Shine a light on any darkness you are capable of transmuting into forgiveness with the intention to align your posture lovingly. Mature your understanding by assessing what has stayed the same over the years. What have you consciously wanted to change that is stuck in your energy body? Get genuinely curious as you expand your understanding of yourself and the influences that co-created you. Allowing all that you are and have ever been to be seen in the light of love for what it is, energy forming matter. You can choose to transmute energy with awareness. What matters to you? When negative energies feel stuck inside of you, they just haven't been honored yet. Feelings are energy. Energy is real. It's okay. Witness and honor what is so you can transmute it into what will be. Negative energy storage creates incongruence in your desired thoughts, feelings, experiences, and perceptions themselves. If the perception of love was not fully present throughout your life, it can be painful or uncomfortable to look back and feel love lost to division. If you will allow yourself to surrender into the painful story of what was or wasn't, you can choose to evolve the story of what will be. Will you enjoy the instant and consistent relief that alignment to peace, present embodied attunement, co-creating everywhere that practice provides? Place your energy, focus, and time on transmuting and neutralizing energy you don't want to hold. Your energy is your largest self-directed resource. Go directly to your intelligent, ever-present mind by breathing in inner divinity and grace as you expand compassionate curiosity for all experiences that have shaped you into this phase of evolution, this moment in time. You can choose to restore your power now with a big resource as easy as breathing. Literally, it's actually breathing. Tune into your breath, tune into your heart. Pay attention, listen, and receive. With a pure intention, you are able to easily look back over the ages of your life and see what you can accept and what you prefer not to accept about your conditioning and life conditions. Remember, you have a choice to bring awareness to the conditioning that determined the life conditions and circumstances at every stage of your development. Forgive and align, knowing you have agency over how you further develop now. Remember to stay left with your love, energy, focus, and time. ASAP, as you allow, surrender, align to the practice of peace, present embodied attunement, co-creating everywhere. History lessons. John Green wrote, "You don't remember what happened. What you remember becomes what happened." History has taught us this lesson repeatedly because we still haven't learned from it. American history is not told the same everywhere, and neither is the story of your life. Despite what you want people to believe about you, your life history is perceived differently by everyone outside of you. Even if you shared the same exact experience, it is not perceived in the same exact way. Their beliefs about you are tied to their conditioned preferences. Preferences are just opinions and options of life, not what life should be to everyone. Your mother sees you different than your best friend. They have different conditioning, different experiences of you, and although they may share hope for your life's fulfillment, they may have very different understanding of what matters fill you most. And this is due to the difference, access, nature, and depth you may have with your mom compared to your best friend. Learn from your own history so you don't have to keep repeating the same painful lessons. Remember the light of the moon. Nature's intelligence teaches us in cycles. Think of how math is taught: basic addition and subtraction, practice new understanding, and then expand knowledge base from there. You do the same with your life. If you get flustered and feel you aren't testing well, you may give up the practice of alignment. Why give up on yourself? You exist regardless. The temporary discomfort of choosing alignment brings relief and eventual strength. The prolongment of misalignment creates disease and suffering. You aren't going to be in perfect alignment just because you have a new understanding. A new understanding wills a new opportunity for you to intentionally practice. Learn to expand your preferred energy state every moment. Tearing people down only feels good when you feel bad. Building people up feels good even when you feel bad. Let us build a co-creation that has room for preferences but prioritizes universal life conditions as matters of most importance. Most perfection standards aren't nature's intelligence. They are capitalism's confusion. Even the most beautiful tree has broken branches. What have you been studying? How to build a beautiful life or how to tear a broken one down? Feedback. Who is on your staircase? Are they loving you and helping you align to love? Are they judging and shaming you? What does it feel like to you? Trust that. If you move towards people who consistently create negative energy states within, why? It is the same or reverse energy inside of you asking to be seen and transformed, removed. Disagreeing or not seeing things the same is not always shaming, although it can always feel that way to a shame, guilt-bound person. This is why we have so many non-harmonious zones of connecting collectively. People are afraid to talk about politics and important human crises in the name of peace, at the cost of the experience of peace divine intelligence intended, present embodied attunement, co-creating everywhere. When you sit down to eat, there is a point when you are full, and when you eat beyond full, it becomes uncomfortable. Repeatedly overeating eventually stretches the stomach, and you will actually feel more emptiness inside. By filling up past the point of full, over and over, you start to need more. When before, one sandwich would do, or one beer, or one episode, now it's not enough. We grow our tolerance and need more to create the same fulfilling sensation. More isn't always the answer. The answer comes from learning to listen, receive, and perceive our fullness initially. Know and listen to your own limits. Recognize when you are full, and then allow the fullness to exist. Energies you experience need to be digested and processed to get the nutrients from them, just like food gets processed to extract nutrients. If you don't learn to regulate and process emotional feedback, you will repeat the lesson more and more, feeding it back to you. The unprocessed feedback is stuck inside, compounding. What emotions do you not enjoy feeling? How have you been unknowingly cultivating or allowing them in your life by denying them? Energy is universal. Energy carries information, and that's all your emotions are. Energy feedback trying to instruct you. Not every meal is nutritious, and not every body responds the same to the diversity of ingredients, even healthy ones. I love pineapple. My daughter is allergic. It's important to know what is nutritious and what creates an allergic reaction inside of you and those you hold close. Humans have the capacity to feel the entire emotional wheel if they allow themselves. Our gift of embodiment is diversity of experience. Ask yourself, which emotional states do you experience or practice the most? The depth and sensitivity of emotional capacity ranges greatly. In order to feel emotion, you have to allow emotion. The more you allow a particular emotional state, the deeper it becomes and the more sensitive it is. Numb is a state too. If you find painful, life-depleting emotions constantly resurfacing in your life, they are coming from a deeper place inside that is asking to be reflected upon and expanded into love. Reflections of a mirror. A mirror reflects back what you are in reverse, doesn't it? Your eyes face outward. You literally cannot see yourself without a reflection. What your life looks like is often not an accurate depiction of what your life feels like. If you value others' perception over your felt reality, you will occupy a false fantasy world where looking like you are fulfilled matters more than feeling your fulfillment. Your will is in reverse. It's mirrored. What about your inner outer reality are you looking at and reflecting on each day? Do you want to change the reflection? Focus your eyes now. It's your personal conscious experience, each moment that creates the play of your life. Will you be intentional with your attention and presence? The body has energy states. The mind has emotional trance states that narrate an inner story of your unmet and met needs and preferences. Start getting curious about the difference between one, conditions or universally needed resources to sustain embodiment, two, universal desires for fulfilled loving embodiment, and three, wants or preferences conditioned from your real ID, inner divinity, or your fake of ID, outer focused inner dissociation. Be in inner divinity and of the world, not of the world and in inner dissociation. You can consciously desire to make changes in your reflection and yet not have the energy to fulfill or maintain the desired changes. You may want to look into the mirror and see a six-pack, yet never feel like exercising. Beliefs fuel feelings. Feelings fuel energy level. Did you choose your beliefs or were they chosen for you through outer world conditioning? Rewrite them in chapter 3. Yes, and. Life is an improvised act. When we allow it, it can be fun and playful. The one loose rule of improvisation is rather than saying no to a scene, contracting or putting the scene in a holding pattern, say yes and, expanding the scene by adding elements you want. Do the same with life experiences. You can't control people outside of you to get your needs met. You co-create with them to fulfill needs ideally as equitably as possible. You meet and you choose, one, how much access you allow them, two, at what depth, and three, how long you hold on to the energy the experience with them generated, their current nature. If you don't like a particular energy, neutralize or remove it and then transmute it. Get curious when you get critical of others. Are you critical and being upset over a preference or a universal life-sustaining need or value? Being upset doesn't have to become a setup to tear down someone else's staircase. Upset is an opportunity to understand yourself deeper and rise steadily. Remember, we project our internal state out, and our internal energies are communicating with external energies always. Honor when someone or something feels energetically off or depleting by protecting your energy through access and depth. Forgiveness is the ultimate key to awakening. It is hard to forgive an ongoing problem. Create space so you can create change. Your favorite meal when you were 5 likely isn't your favorite meal at 35. You have been changing your entire life. It's an incredible skill that's massively underutilized. Our minds are either our largest asset or largest liability. Our physical and emotional bodies mature over time, and with them our preferences, taste, opinions, standards, etc. They change or not? Are you evolving or devolving? What do you allow into your life? Do you allow change or cling to the story of what was or should have been but isn't right now? If you don't choose to work through the conditioning that is creating the negative conditioned states inside and outside of you presently, you will experience all the wants without the proper energy to move towards them. Your conscious will and attention is stuck writing unwanted energy into your storyline. You can't change the past, but you can edit how it is perceived and held. Choose to write a new future with your attention, intention, and will. Chapter 3 will help you edit your life story by returning the missing love. Study space. Shame or same game? Shame is absolutely a part of nature's intelligent design. All emotions, feelings, and sensations are instructive. I have justifiably felt shame in my life many times, and rightfully so. Shame is so strong because it's meant to move you. Yet shame, judgment, and blame are low energy and can just as easily bind you to their undesirable states. Judgment has become the way of connection in our society. When you feel shame and judgment, get curious. Is it something universally shameful, like intentionally perpetuating violence on innocent souls for material gain? Or shame coming from your or others' conditioning, lower energy states, that doesn't align with your desired life congruence, higher energy states. If you don't like the conditions of your life, discover what areas you are in energetic misalignment. If someone is experiencing self-shame, help them transmute it into self-forgiveness and alignment to love. Shaming someone who already feels shame only binds them to it further. Best to call attention to negative energies existing in your experience from a place of compassionate curiosity intended towards forgiveness. If forgiveness isn't possible yet, space is. If you come from negative judgment, fight and receive, you may unintentionally create defensiveness, which roots you and the other further into division. Seek to understand their conditioning more than the conditions so you can actualize change. If you are stuck telling stories of other people and their shadows, it is because you haven't taken responsibility for your own yet, and your staircase is still too close to theirs. Remember, access, nature, depth. You are walking towards the sun, seeking the light, yet focused on the dark, but better to understand truth. If you are stuck on other stories that have little influence or impact on the conditions of your life, you actually bring the story energy in or are already subconsciously holding the energy yourself, which is why you are attracted to seeing it without. Talking or projecting is choosing through attention to bring an observed preference problem from outside and inviting its energy in. Everything you hold impacts your energy level. Are you ready to let go of what isn't nutritious for your mind, body, and soul? Addressing universal problems, survival resources, expand, and addressing personal preference problems, contract, are two different matters to behold. Breathe inner divinity and grace. Playtime! Do you know what brings you a burst of enjoyable energy? Your life is your own personal play, except you don't have to act in it, you are it. How big of a part are you playing in the script of your life? And just so you know, if you are acting in your life, you are probably not playing the part you want. When you are afraid to get anything wrong, you enter a passive energy state. You are plugged into your OGPS, Outer Guided Preference System. That's your personal conditioning, and you follow the conditioned path instead of your own. Choose to tune into your IGPS, Inner Guiding Perceiving Spirit, in all experiences. Even if you are still following the path laid out by others, begin to notice how it feels in you. Playful, fun, fulfilling. I am deeply fulfilled by reading and writing when I don't feel pressure, and I wouldn't call it fun, but it is one of my favorite ways to play. I also love to practice yoga. Again, not exactly fun, but better understand truth. It calms, clears, and fills my energy states. Your energy state is always guiding you. Children's high energy can annoy people when they are bound in lower energy states. When you are boundless, you flow in between your different energy states, honoring what arises, experiencing the joy of inner outer unity, IOU. I call this playing the accordion of consciousness, which is a very long story for another time or perhaps a whole other book. Just like a child, sometimes you desperately need a nap. Other times you need to express energy. Learn to listen to your energy levels. It's okay you aren't like everyone else. You aren't meant to be. It is by intelligent design we all play a little different. Learn to love the diversity and abundance of ways to cultivate joy within yourself when with others. Play is action-based or creator-based. You are a consumer, but you are also a creator. If you are bound up with the desire and not the energy to create, the problem is often passive, reactive, obedient states resulting in bound loss energy. Loosen up, stretch, become a pro, presence responding observantly as you explore boundless loving energy momentum possible through play. Behind the scenes. Think of your conscious mind as the director, your subconscious as the cast and production crew that make it all happen, and your unconscious mind the brilliant scriptwriter. You need a good director to have a good play, but without a qualified, skillful cast and production crew, even a brilliant script, well directed, can play out terribly. If you don't like replaying your life, it's time to alter your projection. Intentional playdate? Breathe intentionally as you imagine, sense, and feel. You are everything you desire and wish to be. Your life is incredible. Think of what setting you are in, the fulfilling storyline, the perfect cast of characters involved. Know all the resources you need to make the best production possible are on call, actually at will call. You are fully self-realized, fulfilled. Now use the rest of this page to write out the version of your play. And remember, consider how you want your play to be received by others. Perception is reception. Receive others' plays as favorably as you will. That concludes chapter 2, Replay. We are now moving on to chapter 3, Rewrite.